you certainly got the right kind of diction.
Each Wednesday evening at 5 to 6 on sirenonline.co.uk, settle back and enjoy a little bit of Michelle Monroe magic on the Midweek Drive.
Quite right, too. Isn't that right, Joy?
It wouldn't be right any other way, would it?
It would not be right any other
currently,
way.
Exactly. Tell me something. Was that just, as I pronounce it, Chi Mi by Ennio Morricone?
It was indeed Chi Mai with respect to the
but
music.
I didn't know it had words.
Well, you see, that's why I thought I'd throw it in as a little precursor to yourself, Michelle. Because that was Catherine Jenkins with her interpretation of Chi Mai, House of No Regrets.
And I have the Ennio Morricone version, who wrote it.
Yes, theme, of course, to the life and times of David Lloyd George back in the 1970s.
Gosh, we're a wealth of information, aren't we?
And you should hopefully shortly be able to get a Catherine Jenkins action figure because, of course, she's in the Doctor Who Christmas special. I know the world is waiting for a Michelle Monroe action figure. I can feel it in my bones. That's what we need, you know.
I tell you, I'd like to see one. It'd probably be more lively than me.
Oh. Nonsense.
That is the season, Alex.
I know. That's Joy Knight's back, and Joy is the season. And
yes,
we're just,
Joy, nice thanks. To have you back again.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even realise. You know what? I didn't even realise the show went ahead last week. Because
exactly.
Isn't that awful? Well, because the university was closed. I assumed that the radio station would be closed too.
The arsehole pros, you see.
Precisely.
I know. I'm well impressed.
I like to think of us as chronologically gifted old pros, actually. From that point of view.
Well, whatever we are, we did make it to the studio. So
exactly. Well, we made it to the studio, and you made it to the telephone. That's the important thing, Michelle.
I
so.
Always do.
Yes. Exactly. Well done, Michelle, for making it to the telephone. Very impressive.
Well, the weather's been awful, hasn't it?
The weather outside was dreadful. No, I won't go there.
Well, I suppose it makes it feel more Christmassy, which is interesting because this is the theme this week and it's indeed for the next few weeks leading up to Christmas.
Exactly, yes.
For my dad, I thought rather than just pick anything, I would pick something with the flavour of the season. Now, my father often included Christmas songs in his live repertoire during the festive season, but it took until his last EMI album, which was called If I Never Sing Another Song in 1979, for him to be persuaded to record two songs. Now, this week's song has been a hit twice before, once in 1957 for Harry Belafonte, and the previous year by Boney M. So here we are with Mary's Boy Child.
Born, and in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little child was born. A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, that Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I think Christmas always reminds me of the music. It does evoke wonderful memories of Christmas past.
That was great. We were actually having a mini debate in the studio, Michelle, about the original Boney M version of that, which prompted us to have a little search for Boney M classics
did,
and the machine
we?
Here. I appreciate that normally we sit in total silence listening to Matt's fantastic music.
I love that song, though. I think it's so lovely, Michelle. I've never heard that version before. I was saying to Alex, you know, I really only know the Boney M version, but that is just lovely, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the thing is, unfortunately, he didn't get to record many because it just didn't come up you know at the time, which is a shame because it would have been lovely to have a whole Christmas album.
He
only recorded and released two songs, the second of which we'll play you next week. But then just for Christmas on the I think it's Christmas Eve, we're going to play the song that has never been released.
Yeah. It'll actually be the 22nd, so it won't quite be Christmas Eve.
I'm getting ahead of myself, sorry.
It's true, but having said that, for folk who happen to be fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to actually find themselves in the James Cook University Hospital, they will have a Matt Monro Christmas special played to them on Hospedia Channel 1 for that point.
Oh, yes, I'm excited about that. Yeah, thank you for that. But it was lovely. It was, you know, an hour special I put together, which includes, again, the track that we're talking about that has never been released. Mm. And as I say, Alex, it's lovely. It brings all these wonderful memories back of how it used to be. And it wasn't such a commercial prospect.
Well, this is what we were talking about with Sir Jimmy Savile, and Sir Jimmy's advice for us from that point of view was primarily we shouldn't look back. You know, we need to keep going forward.
Well, I like looking back.
Yeah, nostalgia, memories. You know, where would we be without it, really? That's what our whole life's about, isn't it? We'd have no meaning without being able to look back.
If we didn't have memory banks, we'd be robots.
Absolutely.
Very true.
There'd be nothing that separates us.
Mind you, Jimmy was sort of, I think he's led a bit of a wild existence. I just don't think don't think he can remember most of it, to be honest.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, it's good to see that on the midweek drive, at least today, united yet again, although separated by comedian Fiona Hardingham, we have the return of Graham Harper. I trust, Michelle, you have been watching Graham's work on Coronation Street as he directed the 50th anniversary episodes.
Fantastic.
Wasn't it brilliant?
Absolutely fantastic. What an episode.
Yeah.
So I take it then I can confidently say to Graham that Michelle's giving you two thumbs up for those.
I'm sure he doesn't need my thumbs up, but
well, yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful tribute that he made to the show for that anniversary. I don't think they could have bettered it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you know, they said that when I put together Michelle Monroe and Graham Harper at the Middlesbrough Literary Festival this year, they said, "You're insane." But it works. You see, I think we should actually chat, Michelle, because I know people will be saying, it's all very well if they can listen to this. Maybe we should actually talk about the possibility and I would say we need to sign contracts, etc., but maybe possibly putting out the Matt Monro Christmas special on Siren. What do you think?
I'm happy with that. Hey. That'd be fantastic. What do we need contracts for?
It's all the work we've been doing with the Dame Vera Lynn and Little Donkey. It's a different world entirely.
You have my blessing. You know that.
I think we'll look towards that. Could be.
It's a very good special, actually.
It is indeed.
And
yes.
For people who remember, not just the Sammy Davis, Tony Bennett's, but Dave King, Russ Conway. It's a great show, yeah. And it brings the music from my dad's era. Right up to the Michael Bublé and Barry Manilow. So it's a nice journey.
It's quality stuff. Joy for form's sake, and bearing in mind, as Richard Fitzwilliams from Who's Who would say, protocol is important.
Absolutely.
As he's been checking out the scene at Westminster Abbey in preparation for Prince William getting married to Kate Middleton next year. We need to ask those last two questions.
Absolutely.
Over to you.
Michelle, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
Fabulous.
And will you join us again next week?
Oh, it's the countdown to Christmas. I will definitely be there.
Brilliant.
Hooray! Hooray!